a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, it's the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome aboard into Tuesday night, the 23rd of October, 2007. Glad you're with us for the show. No guests tonight. I'm working on getting some guests for later in the week. But open lines tonight on the program. And so feel free to join us, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the call-in line if you would like to join us. Want to say hello to everybody. Listening in the chat rooms, we're going to do a Mousketeer roll call here in just a bit. And that's going to be fun, because it always is. I love Mousketeer roll call with the two chat rooms that are filling up, and I've not had a chance to get into the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room yet, but I'm on my way. Quickly, as we speak, hi-oh, I'm heading there, and so we'll be there in just a minute. Ron Paul, this campaign to raise $10 million in one day. The website is this November 5th, spelled 5-T-H, .com. This November 5th, .com. Right now, just as of about an hour and a half ago, 8,058 subscribers and need 100,000. Just 8% of the way there, just 12 days to go. This would be a great kick in the pants for the Ron Paul campaign. Because literally what they could do is they could meet their fundraising goal for the quarter on that day and still have a month and a half to raise even more money to build more and more of a war chest. To take this on down the line. And there's more and more opposition to Ron Paul as this goes along. And, you know, the more his message resonates of freedom, liberty, the Constitution, that's huge. And it's hard to combat. They can't combat it. It's up to us to fund this war chest, folks. We got to put our money where our mouth is. The people convinced him to run. And it's time we stand behind him. And I know many of you are, given what you can. But here's an opportunity on that day to basically put them over the top and then let the rest of the month and a half just be nothing but gravy to help towards getting them through the later primaries that are going to come up. And these primary dates are changing, and they're going to get to where they stack right up on top of each other. And you're going to come up with Super Tuesdays, essentially, in a number of states, and it's going to happen more often. They're going to be just piled right up on top of each other. And so it's going to be wild, and it's going to be crazy. But head over there to thisnovember5th.com. That's thisnovember5th.com. And sign the pledge. And then on the 5th of November, put your 100 into the kitty. Back in a minute, we'll dig into the news and a whole lot more right here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I know for sure.
Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Hello to everybody listening on that network. Also, everybody on KU Satellite. The satellite orbits there in a stationary geosynchronous orbit, 22,000 miles above the surface of the Earth, beaming a message of truth and freedom down to you on your KU Satellite dish straight to your receiver. All everybody listening on micro-broadcast FM radio stations across the Fruited Plain. Hello to you, and welcome. Hello to everybody listening down there on the Texas Resistance Network in Austin, Texas, everybody in New York, and all across. I think down in Georgia, I mean, micros are picking up everywhere. I talked with someone who called me today earlier. He is in the process of trying to get a group of people together to put up 3 micros in his area down around Pensacola, Florida. And I thought, wow, that's very cool. And so people are starting to catch the vision of this micro broadcasting, and I know others who are also in the process of trying to put these stations up. And so we've got to keep this message going out. And we need, you know, as I've stated before, we've got the infrastructure. The basic infrastructure is here to do it. We just literally need more outlets, more places to put the programming onto, and start broadcasting the truth. And it seems like something so easy, but as far as bang for your buck, I mean, quite honestly, if it's the difference between burning DVDs and handing those out or doing a micro, I'm going to do a micro because I'm going to hit more people, and with that investment, I'm going to keep hitting those same people with information over and over and over and over again. And I think that's the best bang for your buck is a micro broadcast FM station. We're going to do another micro show where we'll get into more of how these things work and all of that good stuff. I mean, it is a real opportunity for us to take on the mainstream media in their own front yard and literally just kick their butts. Because they cannot defeat the truth. I mean, that's why Ron Paul is so successful in these dadgum debates. They can't defeat the truth. All they can do is try to say, oh, well, you're just an old libertarian. Like, libertarian's a bad word. Oh, my God, he's a libertarian. Bill, did you hear that? Libertarian. My goodness. Oh, he's a crazy congressman from Texas. He used to be a doctor, and he wouldn't accept that Medicare. Oh, my God, what was his problem? No, they couldn't pay. He took care of it. Oh, well, he's not. He just doesn't want the government in your life. What's wrong with that boy? We got Social Security and the Minimum Care and all that, and they're fighting them a war over there, so we don't have to fight them here. Yes, sir. Very good. Yeah. No, that's not, you know, it's the message of liberty and freedom, the Constitution. That's what resonates. And folks, I'm telling you, if we get this message out on micro FM stations all across this country, give me 1,000 of them. Put this show on 1,000 micro FMs and we will start kicking George Norrie's butt every night. I promise you. Not because I'm talented, it's because of the information. I mean, this information is so powerful. The message of freedom and liberty, you could have a trained monkey in here reading this information. It's that powerful. Ron Paul's a 72-year-old man. He's not the most photogenic man. He doesn't strut around like a preacher on a stage to draw your attention. He just talks about the Constitution and uses a little common sense. Oh, well, we can't have none of that now, can we either? No, sir, it's a complicated issue. No. It's not. That's the problem. Well, we need to have a task force on this. We're going to get Bubba from Alabama to come in here on this, and Jimbo from North Carolina, and this dude over here from Ohio. We're going to have a task force, bipartisan task force. Yeah. Sit down here and exercise our authority to overcome the problem. We're going to spend a lot of money on it. Big budget. And that's the problem. They just keep throwing money at stuff, and now there's no more money to throw. Oh, well, we're still printing. Well, we still have paper and ink. What do you want us to do? We're just going to keep printing. I mean, I wish we could do that. I mean, the bank account runs down to zero, and you're sitting there with still checks in your checkbook. Why can't you continue to write them without the possibility of, well, the law coming to get you for writing hot checks? I mean, if these people can counterfeit the money and do it outside of the Constitution, why the heck can't we? I mean, they're creating it out of thin air. Why can't we? Well, that'd be illegal. So they're the only ones allowed to launder the money and create it. They've got their own special dryers down there. Did you know that? Yes, they do. It drives me crazy. But Ron Paul evidently is in the process. Hold on. Before we even get to that, Mousketeer roll call time. If I don't mention it, see, then I get in trouble. I get in big trouble. Somebody get on you. Somebody says, what happened? What happened? What happened to Mousketeer roll call? So here it is in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. Just go there and click the link right there in the middle that says chat. and pick a name and password, and you're chatting. In the RBN chat room, we have Calvin, Catherine, as always, eyes wide open, fresh. John G underscore DDI, Reality Inc., Rob, the Rogue Dolphin, Rowdy One, Son of Dan, Wolf, and Wolf Brother.
Now, Herzog.
No Herzog and no Wolf Sister, for that matter. In the Midnight Rider chat room, which you can access by going to www.midnightridershow.com and clicking the chat link at the top of the screen, there's Antonio, Barney Gumble, Break the Box, Cat in the Hat, Doug, forming the archetype, Amoral Fat 40 Ounce, that's him, Mac Daddy, John Preston is Dog King, Josh R., K. Barker, M.T., Kisa, Chris, Lee, Mercurial Miss, Michael, Mike CTW, the official White Horse Souse, The Hammer is in there, Rocket Man, Soulcore.net, Sidetracked One, and ladies and gentlemen, rounding it out, it's the Double O Viper. So how did everybody in...
No Toss the Kitty.
No Toss the Kitty tonight, thank goodness. Even though I do like Toss the Kitty, the person, the guy's a nice guy, but I hate that name. My God, I hate that name. But it's okay. But hello to everybody in the chat rooms. Glad you're with us and that you're enjoying the program here. And we've got people that chat here nightly. And a nice group of folks. Right now we're sitting with about 35 people chatting between the two rooms. That's excellent. And so glad to have everybody here. Okay, this thing with Ron Paul. Evidently there are some negotiations going on right now to put Ron Paul on a major daytime TV program in the near future. That smells of The View. I guess Elizabeth Hasselbeck will have to take the day off. This could precede or follow his upcoming major TV appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno coming up a week from tonight, as a matter of fact, on October the 30th. Every time that Ron Paul makes an appearance on the national stage, it helps with fundraising by expanding his base. Campaign sources say likely doubling or even tripling the amount of potential voters who are aware of him. His name recognition is up around 10 to or 11% now, and as his base expands, his fundraising base ability expands as well. The campaign set an ambitious goal of $12 million, and to reach it, more and more people have to become aware of the candidate within the requisite fourth quarter time frame. So they're working diligently, but you know, to get him more press. Come on the program, I'm telling you. That's all you have to do. It's just come on the Midnight Rider. We'll take care of the rest. I mean, that's literally it. We'll just take care of it right here. No problem. We'll get you tons of listeners listening in. We'll call you. Ron can sit here for 2 hours. We'll chit-chat. We'll talk about the Constitution. We'll talk about freedom. We'll talk about liberty. We'll take lots of listener calls. And we'll have tens of thousands of downloads every day of the program. You cannot beat that with a stick. Not whatsoever. I mean, not at all. And an article here that says the Fox News stacked the deck at the debate. It's a question mark. We know what that answer is. Was the anti-Ron Paul fix in? Well, Sean Hannity indicated that Ron Paul supporters stacked the cell phone poll that showed Ron Paul won the debate. The truth may be the reverse. By placing the debate in Florida, a stronghold of the Bush-Giuliani wing of the Republican Party, and by setting the rules to select a neoconservative audience, Fox and the Republican Party apparently got what it could not get in New Hampshire, an anti-Ron Paul crowd. They probably paid them. Probably a bunch of senior citizens down there. Okay, look, everybody. Grand slams for everybody at Denny's. Come on. You got to hate Ron Paul. Yeah. that's probably the case. You know, we don't like him. He doesn't like Medicare, and he's not real big on Social Security. You must hate Ron Paul. Speak the mantra. All right, we've got Gary in Tennessee on the line. We'll talk to him after the break. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443. You're dialed into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, let's go straight to the telephone. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program, sir. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, I guess. That was a heck of an introduction to your program that you played tonight. I like that.
Thanks.
Cross-fading that into the Midnight Rider. That was
neat
as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Graybeard's having technical difficulties. I thought maybe one of your chatters might be able to call in and enlighten me a little bit.
What's going on? You're on a Mac, aren't you?
I try to get into the chat room, and I'm running a new iMac. The thing's only less than a year old. And when I hit chat, I'll get just a white page comes up, says untitled, nothing happens. Sometimes it'll ask me to register or sign in, and I've gone through that process. But I just can't seem to, normally when you hit the chat button in the chat room, you go right into it.
Do you have Flash installed on that machine?
Oh, I've got Adobe Chat 9 or something like that.
Flash 9? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why, then, it wouldn't be doing it. You might reinstall the Flash to make sure it went in there right. I mean, are you able to watch YouTube clips and things like that online?
No, because I'm too slow. I'm on a twisted pair dial-up.
Right.
And, so anything video other than DVD, I just forget.
Right. Yeah, but I would it should load up. I would reload the Flash again. I think there was... John in New York had some information I think he was trying to impart at one point in time. May have done it in the chat room. I don't remember. Maybe he'll call in and tell you what to do. He's an old Mac
tech. I'll be listening tonight anyway, and surely one of your chatters is running Macintosh out there.
Yeah, John in New York, who calls in frequently,
yeah.
He used to be a Mac technician, and I think he was trying to bring about a solution one night, and I can't remember where it's at. I think he posted it in the chat room, but maybe he'll call in and give you the fix for that.
Yeah, because I won't do him any good posting in the chat room if I can't get there from here.
Exactly. Just yell real loud. Maybe they'll hear it. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that's it. I just want to let you know I was just old Graybeard's having a little technical difficulties out here in the woods, and I'm not a computer geek, so. I have to rely on the knowledge of others.
I understand. One of the things you might hit a couple Macintosh forums and see, somebody obviously is going to be having the problem as well, and you might hit a couple of those and just see if anybody's got a fix for you right there, and that might be just a quick and easy deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, and I'll listen.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening, and I like that intro.
Thanks. We'll play it again for you at the top of the hour. How's that?
Bye.
Cool, all right. Thanks for calling, Gary. I appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I had my own technical difficulties. Last night during the show, I'm sitting here, and I've got this rash of audio clips loaded up to play on the show. And all of a sudden, I look over, and this laptop that I have that sits next to me is the old blue screen of death. It was running Windows 2000. And it just gave up the ghost. And so this morning I get in and I try to get to fix it. It doesn't want to fix. So I reloaded another operating system on it. And finally got it all pumping back again about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And Manny says he likes how Gary has a computer out in the woods. That is interesting, isn't it? Well, yeah, it's necessary. You got to have one to communicate now. The computers has indeed become central to our life in many ways. I don't know if this is good, but I mean, look at us. I mean, you know, this is how we communicate. I mean, how many of you still send, put a stamp on a letter? It's easier to send an email. It's free. That's why the Postal Service keeps raising the rates, because ain't nobody using it. The only people that use the Postal Service anymore is to send a package. I mean, when I go out and get my mail anymore, during the day, maybe one day a week there's a piece of mail that I actually need or is actually related to something that's not to deal with junk mail. It's just that bad. I mean, why bother, stamping a letter and, when you can do it, poof. Right there. But this computer, came right back up and it's cooking. And I hate it. I never have had a computer just blow out on me during a show. I've had them act funky and just a quick reboot fixes it. And you can do that during a break, but my gosh, it was like, woo. It kind of blew my mind. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Don't forget this website, thisnovember5th.com. That's thisnovember5th.com. Go over there and put your name on the pledge list to give $100 to Ron Paul on November the 5th. The goal is to get 100,000 people there. That would mean $10 million to the Ron Paul campaign. That would be absolutely huge. Time for a break. We'll come back with more. Don't go anywhere. There's a lot more around the corner, including that idiot Glenn Beck. Just wait. It's coming right here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
To join us here on this Open Lines edition of the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us tonight. Have you been following these wildfires at all? They're going on in Southern California. I guess Malibu's burning down. You've got San Diego County that I know they've evacuated over 250,000 people. And the firefighters out there are just basically giving up. They said these flames are too big. They're moving too fast. And there's nothing they can do about it. And, well, the reason why, well, funding to keep these fires from happening in the first place from the federal government through the Forest Service and for these water tankers, you know, they'll come dump water on these fires. It's been cut back because of the war. Got to fight them over there, you know. We're burning here.
We're going to burn them over there.
Yeah, that's right. So more money, you know, being taken away from things that we need here so we can fight this pointless war over there, which means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things other than to cause more problems. And that's, well, that is the idea. You know, let's light the whole place on fire and see what happens. Let's just sit back for grins and giggles and go, rake in the profits while we can as we bring in our one world government. Isn't this great? Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. And all these fires just continue to rage, and the firefighters just giving up. Article here from the Seattle Times says, faced with unrelenting winds whipping wildfires into a frenzy across Southern California, firefighters conceded defeat on many fronts Tuesday to an unstoppable force that has chased an estimated, listen to this, and I thought 250 was high, 250,000 was high, an estimated 1 million people away. Unless the shrieking Santa Ana winds subside, and that's not expected for at least another day, the crews say they can do little more than try to wait it out and react, tamping out spot fires and chasing ribbons of airborne embers to keep new fires from flaring. If it's this big and blowing with as much wind as it's got, it'll go all the way to the ocean before it stops, said San Diego Fire Captain Kirk Humphreys. We can save some stuff, but we can't stop it. Tentacles of unpredictable shifting flame have burned across nearly 600 square miles. It's killed one person, destroyed more than 1,300 homes, and it's prompting the biggest evacuation in California history from north of Los Angeles through San Diego all the way down to the Mexican border. And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said the flames were threatening 68,000 more homes. He said, we've had an unfortunate situation that we've had three things come together: very dry areas, very hot weather, and a lot of wind, and so this makes the perfect storm for a fire. So they're there. Man. But see, you know, it all goes back to this undergrowth that has been allowed to stay, when common sense tells you that that's the stuff that gets, you know, it gets so dry. And it's just like kindling. I mean, boom, there's a spark and it's gone. And when you have the heat, you have the dry conditions, you've got the wind blowing, man, you know, that wind just fuels a fire. And so there's, you know, all they can do is stand around and watch it. But then again, they don't have any money. The National Guard is gone. Although they've been called up to assist in the firefighting. Heck, they're in Iraq. They're fighting the Iraqs. And so all their heavy equipment, like their bulldozers and things like that, are gone. Things that you would need to fight a forest fire are hasta la vista. I mean, it's just a terrible thing. John in New York, I bet you've got a computer answer for our friend Gary. Welcome to the program.
Good. I missed some of the show. I lost the show because I was messing around with computers and plugging things in and out when you were talking about you had three people, somebody's going to set up three maybe micros, and then I lost you because I'm repairing somebody else's Macintosh, and I'm pulling wires and stuff, and I lost my connection. So I just said, I'll get back up.
Yeah, we've got somebody down in Jacksonville, or in Pensacola, I'm sorry, around Pensacola, Florida, looking to put up three micros down there,
uh-huh.
Which I think is great.
Yeah,
and,
very good.
And I know of others that are looking to put them up around in other places around the country. I mean, I'm excited about it. I think this is something that's starting to catch fire with some people.
Yeah, you know, if you take a 100,000-watt station and divide it up into 100 watts and distribute those little 100-watt stations all over, even 10 watts, all over the country, that'd be better than one big station blowing, you know, 100,000 watts.
Well, you know, even, you know, under the right conditions and the right situation, you know, 10 watts will go through an entire city.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's just how you do it, how you put it together. And the time that you take with it, and the quality, you know, what a lot of it depends on what quality you get.
Well, the cars are easiest to pick up because they're just like a moving giant antenna with all that metal and stuff. They can pick up, and a lot of the car radios are made better than the cheapy radios you buy for the house. because right. they have, they're trying to sell their automobiles. So when you get in a new automobile, if it's not pulling in some distant stations, it's usually not a good radio. These little clock radios you get beside your bed, and it's got this little piece of wire hanging out. They don't, you know, your 10 watts still may not punch through many houses as well.
Yeah, not anymore as you know used to. I remember with a stereo in the late 70s, early 80s, listening to a 10 watt station.
Yep.
The stereo light was on, getting full stereo in the house. It's at 40 miles away from me.
Well, too, it's you know line of sight and the obstructions in your way. And a lot of the older stereo systems had ferret antennas inside them and better antennas and even a way to hook up an FM outside antenna. And a lot of these new cheapies, they don't. They just have a little bitty piece of wire hanging out, and sometimes it's you know not very good. The other thing is, I was thinking about every once in a while I might call in and give you videos of the day for people to look up and find.
Cool.
So that might be something I could do. I'll call you back towards the end of the program. I'll give you like four videos that people should check out.
Okay. Real quick, Gary in Tennessee, since you're a Mac technician.
Oh, okay.
I think he has OS X 10.
Okay.
He's running. He says he has Flash 9 loaded, but still can't get into the RBN chat room.
I've been. But there's different levels of 10. If he's got
right
10,
now, what he has, I don't know. I mean, if he wants to call back in, we can do that. Or I guess I could even give you off the air, give you his email address where you could correspond with him.
I got his. It's Graybeard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got his email. I'll have to email him.
Yeah.
Because he sent me a couple of things, and I sent him some things back, and he doesn't. I guess he doesn't know I'm the micro guy. But I'll send him some information. I'll try to help him online.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll call you towards the end of the show. I'll get back to my computer, and I'll tell you about four videos that everybody should check out.
Excellent. Cool. Very cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome. All right, yeah, so we now another correspondent to the program. See, I like this stuff. People go out and find information. And that's been one of the beautiful things about the chat rooms, is that there are links always flying in these rooms of information, a lot of it breaking news. I mean, we have literally broken stories because of what's going on in the chat rooms. Because somebody will find a piece of information, boom, and this happened right then and right there. It's that valuable of a resource. I'm glad RBN put theirs up. Because it's that big, in my mind. Okay, of interest to a Mac user might be http://// Perian.org, which is P-E-R-I-A-N, P-E-R-I-A-N.org. Cool. So you can go there as well. And I think John's going to get in contact with Gary there and get him fixed up so he can come in and he can chat. Very, very cool. Excellent. I like that. It's everybody working together. But these wildfires are going on. And they're happening out there in California. Now, in Georgia, entirely different stories is happening. They say the phone is ringing off the hook out there. This guy named Bob Askew, he's owner of a well drilling company. People out there are getting nervous and starting to dig their own private wells that they're afraid their regular water supply is about to run out. Lake Lanier is the region's main source for drinking water. And it's being drained into crisis. This from CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman. And here, these are tree stumps, says Val Perry, a resident. Perry's future is furious. The lake is so low that entire islands have surfaced. And you can see these guys are done, Perry said, while boating on the now shallow lake. Ooh, she said, we just hit something. Lake Lanier is down 10 feet just this summer. And among 5 million Georgians, panic is rising. Without rain, the lake's drinkable water could hit bottom by year's end. Many of the boats and boaters left weeks ago. The shallow water is why. The nearly dry spot Strassman reported from on the lake, he should have been floating in 14 feet of water. Part of the problem, it appears here, that there's a power struggle over who controls the lake. Is it the state of Georgia or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers? Georgia is suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which manages the lake and drains up to 3 billion gallons more every day. Most of it flows south into Alabama and Florida, feeding people, utility plants, even two varieties of mussels protected under the Endangered Species Act. Got to keep them mussels happy. We're trying to balance that so that we meet the needs up and down the river, said Colonel Ben Butler of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Georgians like Val Perry accused the Corps of mismanagement, saying it is irresponsible and arrogant. Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue agrees. It is nonsensical, he said. So this is Mother Nature. I mean, getting crazy. But of course, it's all going to be, well, it's just global warming. If we didn't have global warming, if you weren't such a carbon abuser, if you didn't have such a big carbon footprint, oh, my God, we wouldn't have this problem. The world would be safe. Everything would be wonderful. Don't exhale. We don't need carbon dioxide. Well, it makes the trees grow and the plants grow. They suck in the carbon dioxide and give us off oxygen. Don't tell me that. Don't confuse the issue with facts. My name is Al Gore. That sounds more like Teddy Kennedy. I'm sorry. like I said, Teddy Kennedy. A sick Schwarzenegger or a drunk Schwarzenegger. But, you know, you've got Gore winning the Nobel Peace Prize for his work on global warming. Ooh. And so we've got this carbon footprint here. Oh, my, don't exhale. Oh, we've got to watch them cows. A little bit of methane over there. Watch it. I mean, how did the world get along for so long without Al Gore? I don't know, but he's pulling up in an SUV now, and he'll tell us, I'm sure. This is why we need protection against global warming. We've got forest fires, and lakes are going dry because of global warming. Look, if the CO2 levels are too high, easy solution, plant some freaking trees. Plant lots of trees. It's problem solved. I mean, but yet that is not the solution. We must lower our carbon footprint. Plant some freaking trees. Well, that doesn't sell. That doesn't scare. You can't tax trees. Okay, Mr. Tree, you're going to jail if you don't give us all your maple right now. Come on, fork it over. So we're just going to keep on this global warming bent. And you've got countries that are seriously looking at imposing carbon taxes on people. And a lot of people just, oh my, global warming, it's going to kill us all. There's just, Martha, don't breathe out. Just hold it in as long as you can, hon. I mean, if you're that worried, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They like all these solutions. Sounds so complicated that we've got to spend lots of money, engage the task force, pass new pieces of legislation. No, you don't. Plant some freaking trees. They grow up. The bigger they get, the more carbon dioxide they take in. None of this is rocket science. But they want you to think so. I mean, use some freaking common sense. Oh, but that doesn't sell. That doesn't scare people. And that doesn't build entire cottage industries and make a lot of people a lot of money over global warming. You know, I mean, should we look for other methods of fuel to power vehicles and things that, yeah, we should. And the problem is it's out there. It's been suppressed for a long time. I'm all for solar power. I'm all for wind power. And any other thing that you can come across that would create energy and do it responsibly. I don't think we should go throwing crap in our rivers and polluting our water and our land. I mean, that's nonsense and it's craziness. Yet it happens. It's done. But again, it goes back to common sense. Common sense is you take care of the land around you, and it's going to be good to you. You don't go seeding it with chemtrails all over the place. You don't go modifying the weather. You let things happen naturally, and Mother Nature takes care of itself. But we've decided, just like in Iraq, well, we need to intervene here so we can keep everything balmy and sunny. But this is the Earth is a living thing. It changes. Climate changes. And it's because of that big yellow ball of hydrogen sitting out there in the middle of the solar system with it. We circle around it, you know. And part of the characteristics of a star is it continues to get hotter and hotter and hotter. Some point in time down the road, probably many millions of years from now, people on the planet will cook. There will be no life on this planet. Because eventually the sun, as it continues to go hotter and hotter, will eventually one day supernova. And the solar system will be gone with it. Just a little circle of life. It just takes billions of years for it to act out. All right, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to join us on the program. Coming up, we still got this Glenn Beck nonsense of him talking about 9/11 truthers being similar to Timothy McVeigh. Asinine. We'll talk about it here in a bit.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Before that sun goes down. I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Before that sun goes down.
Well, here's big news. I think maybe I ought to go through this really quickly because people might think they're listening to Coast with Art Bell. East of the Rockies, you're on. Dennis Kucinich had a UFO encounter, according to friend Shirley MacLaine. Dennis, a proud candidate for president. In Shirley MacLaine's new book, the actress and longtime friend of Dennis Kucinich makes an interesting claim. During a visit to her home in Washington State, Kucinich said he saw a UFO and heard messages from it. Dennis found his encounter extremely moving, MacLaine writes. I'm sure he had a movement. The smell of roses drew him out to my balcony, where he looked up. He saw a gigantic triangular craft, silent and observing him. It hovered soundless for 10 minutes or so and sped away with a speed he couldn't comprehend. He said he felt a connection in his heart and heard directions in his mind. Kucinich's campaign, by the way, and his congressional offices did not return calls or emails that were sent. Oh, my gosh.
How old is she now?
Well, she's got to be like 60 or 70 or something. My gosh, Shirley MacLaine.
You need to rename tonight's broadcast. Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich. I guess, you know, it's that's where he got all of his ideas for gun control and that kind of thing. Mr. Kucinich, what is your, what motivates you? The aliens. I think the aliens are great. They stood outside the balcony in the spacecraft looking down at me. I looked back. I wiggled my ears. We talked. We had a telepathic conversation. I'm now connected to the Pleiadians. They guide me in my campaign. La 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 la. They also hooked me up on Match.com, too, and I was able to find this hot young wife. Yes. I mean, this story is, it's funny. And they say Ron Paul's crazy. The smell of roses drew him out to my balcony, where he looked up. He saw a gigantic triangular craft, silent and observing him. Oh, gosh. The future of America, ladies and gentlemen, it stands in your hands. Back with more. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. With